he's still out. Is that okay? 4ACR. I was just going to ask you, were you in Easley today around lunchtime?
Charged. There's another guy that heads out there a little bit later, but I was there, made the delivery, and then I ate lunch right there off 93 and 123.
Well, then you probably were at lunch. The truck was on a parking lot, but there was nobody in it at the time. Anyway, I was in a box truck. I had to go to Easley myself, and I just happened to look up there and see that truck, and I wondered if it was you, because I heard you talking about Sacco Little Rose the other night.
Parking lot. I have a delivery there every day, and there's a couple places to eat. It's real convenient. And sometimes I'll eat there. Because you know how it is. You got to find a place where you can park your vehicle. And but I take a right out of that parking lot because of traffic and go across the railroad tracks and come back up to Sacco Lowell.
I got you. Well, I just hadn't spoke to you in the last few days. Probably longer than that. But anyway, I just thought I'd shout at you and ask that.
And you're going to have to remind me of your first name. I'm thinking Terry, but I don't remember if that's correct or not.
You are thinking correctly.
I pat myself on the back. All right, Terry. I heard you the other day, and or maybe we spoke briefly, and I knew it didn't come to me at the time, but it just did when I was thinking about it. So I'm glad I remembered that, Terry.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the 20 Daves, as you refer to it, and I was coming into the area over there at 385 and 85 where it starts breaking up, so I find out.
I'm right there. I've been through that area many a time.
Proof of the day yet?
I'm about 5 minutes away from picking up my last trailer, and they're usually not ready till 7. Sometimes I get there and sit for a few minutes, but they texted me as I was got on 85. Hey, we're done if you're on the way. So I've just gotten busy the last couple weeks. I got two extra pickups, and they're both trailer swaps, and you know how that is. That can take some time.
No place. Do you still hear me?
Now, go ahead. You making it all right?
Okay, well, whatever the last thing you said, I didn't hear, so I was waiting until I got back in a good space.
I just said, yeah, I'm headed out right now, about 3 minutes away now from my last pickup, picking up a trailer that I left there this morning, and they're all ready for me, so I can just hook up and go when I get there.
Long day, though, huh?
I'm off on Mondays. I work Tuesday through Friday, unless they need me extra, but, you know, 4 days, I can do it all right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't think about that.
Time in the middle of the day. I used to have a little more in the afternoon, but I've acquired two new pickups, and they're both trailer swaps in the afternoon, so that's an extra running back and forth twice.
The guy situated it was all Amazon and couldn't be ready whenever you come or something.
But I tell you what, he's got some clout because we got a guy that runs a night run. He pulls an air trailer up from Columbia in the early morning, and he works about 1 in the afternoon. They sent him back to Columbia for a trailer full of pallets for this customer. I've never seen him do that before.
The proverbial saying that money talks may be true in this case.
I just hope we can handle his volume. I'm pulling on this property here, and I'm back under this trailer, so I'll let you go. Thanks for the call. You have a good evening, good weekend. KR4ACR and 4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KR4ACR. I'm almost to the house anyway, to be clear. Have a good one.